This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
9:15. Let's have a great day, everybody.
Cut this
with Andy Dirt Johnson.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? When you said that you might want to have kids, and I wasn't so sure, who had the vasectomy reversed? And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, what, it reversed back?
And Brendan Sprague.
Stiff snap, stiff snap, stiff snap. You have no idea the physical toll. The 3 vasectomies have a person.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, as we are every single day. Good morning. Hello, everybody. Hope you're...
Are you serious?
Mornings are going great.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are, Andrew.
It's even worse if you're a Bears fan. You know, Matt Eberflus has never won a road game on a Sunday.
Yeah, I actually forgot to put, I saw the stat, put it on my factoid sheet, and somehow I deleted it.
How is that possible? He's 0-18 in road Sunday game. He's never won a road game. When does the NFL usually play again? I keep
most often on Sundays.
Okay, that's right. I thought for a second in my head maybe it was Tuesdays.
There are some Thursdays and some Mondays.
This was a very good point.
He's never won a road game on a Sunday.
This is third year or fourth year?
Third year. Former Odyssey employee, now FS1 employee, Danny Parkins, had a very good point. He's from Chicago, so you would know this. So I had forgotten to connect these dots. They drafted Mitch Trubisky, and year one for Trubisky, his coach was John Fox.
Yes, it was.
They fired John Fox after his rookie year. They hired Matt Nagy year two, 2 years in, new coach, new coordinator. At the end of that run, they drafted Justin Fields. That was also Matt Nagy's last year. Year two, Justin Fields, new coach, new coordinator, 2 years in.
Yes.
What are they most obviously going to do at the end of this year because they blew their Hail Mary game and they are not going to make the playoffs?
They're going to fire their head coach.
They're going to fire their coach and the coordinator and their franchise quarterback. They took number one. He's going to have year two, 2 years, coach, coordinator. They are a disaster the way they run things in Chicago. I was willing to give them a benefit. It was embarrassing what they did in Arizona. Embarrassing.
Yeah, they just no-showed. There was weird stuff, too. What was the corner's name that did the Hail Mary? It was
Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah. So he ended up getting, like, that was a whole thing last week, where he was, like, punished at practice and not playing. Like, it just was that became an issue for them.
Yeah.
I looked over, I remember when they showed him early in the game on the sideline in Arizona.
He had an earpiece in.
And I just chuckled of like, are any of the coaches getting in trouble for not calling timeout on the play before the Hail Mary? Or are we just going to blame one player for walking around and doing something that was dumb. I'm not defending it in any way, shape, or form, but like we're going to hold him accountable, but not the head coach who didn't call a timeout in that situation.
Well, also,
or the offensive coordinator who called at the 2 yard line, let's hand the ball off to a backup offensive lineman who then fumbled.
He doubled down on that call,
cost him the game, arguably. Like, that's not an issue, but we're going to punish the one player who got caught celebrating a little early. Dude, when you have players who come out and privately and publicly question coaching, as what happened after the Hail Mary game, that was one of the I should have sprayed the line on that game. I looked at it all week of like, that seems like it could be the tipping point of the rest of their season that you don't recover from, and they have lost the respect for him in the locker room. They played like that on Sunday.
They did. Arizona had I think it was 3rd and 23, and it was just the most obvious, we're just going to do a draw handoff, and the guy took it like 60 yards to the house.
It was at the end of the first half. They had a 65-yard touchdown run.
The Eagles also did that to the Jags. It was 3rd and 19. It was the most odd, and the Jags had never seen a run before.
Draw or screen.
And
what are you going to call here?
All the way in. Yeah. That reporting was weird, too, because the Stevenson guy reportedly caught wind that it was on Twitter. He apologized publicly, but he also in the locker room, like, apologized.
Yeah.
But then the locker room, it reportedly, they forgave him, but then they actually didn't.
No.
And then the coaches told him he was going to be benched, and he got pissed.
Yes.
It's not pretty in Chicago.
Things are going well. And look, we get a lot of stuff wrong. This is one I remember going all the way back to last year in the draft when they decided, you know, they're going to trade Fields, and Caleb's going to be the guy, as everybody assumed would happen.
Oh, yeah.
We all had the same take. Isn't now the time for a reset with an offensive coach?
Everybody said it.
You should pair your young quarterback with a good offensive mind, go hire somebody that they can grow together and develop together so he's not going to have to learn a new system.
It was crazy. He got a haircut and a beard, and he was like, well, he's hot now, so we got to keep him.
He's Zaddy Eberflus, man.
He's sexy, so that means you keep this guy?
Did you see the DJ Moore highlight, by the way, this week, too? Did you see that play?
Well, he walked off because he looked like he was hurt.
See, I don't know.
I thought he was limping.
Well, I don't know also because he also stepped out of bounds, and you can't be the first person to touch the ball after you stepped out of bounds. So he just kind of took himself out of the play. It's just the optics of it, dude,
he hasn't seemed happy all year.
Are we doing, man?
And I genuinely, and I say this because I also have the take of loving him as a franchise guy, this is so bad for Caleb.
Yeah.
Because he has these moments, like the fourth quarter, Washington, they actually got past that bad play call at the goal line, and he still got the ball back and gave him the go-ahead touchdown.
He did.
And so, like, his stats don't look amazing. His completion, all the numbers don't look good. But if you watch the Bears, this guy has, like, 2 seconds flat. Make a decision. Well, there's no read. Eat a sack or create some time. That's what he's asked to do almost every week.
Yeah, go scramble for your life and try and extend
the
play.
It's unbelievable.
Good luck out there. What was the biggest headline for you guys of NFL trade deadline day yesterday? Easily Lattimore, or was there another one?
Well, I think Dallas being buyers is just incredibly stupid, and it has to catch your attention.
Same day they put their quarterback on IR, they traded a fourth-round pick for a wide receiver.
I still think it's the Lions shoring up
the loss of Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because their defense is still good, even without Hutchinson, and I don't think he's Hutchinson level, but he's just in that next tier down.
Yeah.
Lattimore was a good move for Washington.
Yeah.
It was, man. And the other thing, too, that I saw in that on the point of the salary, our debate about is the salary cap real with New Orleans, they have to eat $30 million in dead cap next year for Marshawn Lattimore.
I was actually a little surprised they didn't try to trade Kamara.
Yeah.
To get off money and say, Kamara, you're still really good.
That's what people are arguing you should do of like, just you're screwed. Yeah. Cap-wise for the next year plus, like just get
just
it all,
do what
all
Denver
the dead
did.
Money, just eat it all, trade it away, get top five picks the next 2 years.
Sooner you get through it
and hit reset, you're
the
in.
Sooner you're back at it.
I mean, they might not be in purgatory anymore because what are they, 2-7? They've lost 7 in a row and they just lost to Carolina, so they might be in. I mean, they're viable for the number one overall pick in the draft, but just unload all of it, man. What are you doing?
I'd have to go look at PFF metrics here. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was a nice little move by Baltimore to get Tre'Davious White from the Rams, I think for a 7th-round pick, if
I believe
I'm not
a 7th-round pick, yes.
So I liked that move. Look, Deontay Johnson, I don't have a lot of like hot takes on Deontay Johnson. It's a nice little piece to throw to Lamar.
It is.
Who's having a remarkable season.
Yes, he is. He's having a great year. Likely the front runner right now, I would argue, for MVP, or at least in the mix. Mike Williams going to Pittsburgh, anything? Can he remember how to run the right routes?
He's a Hail Mary guy. I mean, he's a big home run hitting pickup for the. I still think Cam Robinson was a good pickup for the Vikings.
If he takes some coverage away from Pickens where they can't double team him all the time.
Can he do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough part with him. That's one that aged kind of well for the Chargers moving on from that. He's got 12 catches, 166 yards. We all remember the infamous wrong route interception and Rodgers calling him out after the game. Like, the second that that all happened, you knew that dude was going to get traded at the deadline.
I actually really liked, too, because they just suffered an injury. I liked the Bengals getting Khalil Herbert.
Ooh, okay.
I have Herbert on my fantasy team. I don't start him playing very often, but like, he's kind of one of those, when he gets his opportunities, he tends to play well.
I tend to agree with you there.
And so I liked that pickup for Cincinnati. It was a low-cost move. Go get a guy that can help you in your backfield that's been banged up. And Burrow, I mean, Burrow's not going to win the MVP, but he is having his best career year right now.
To that point as well, Cincinnati's, it is so funny to watch this play out this year.
I think they're back in the contender category for a lot of people if they win Thursday. I know you zagged
well,
on that.
They, very well could
it.
Be.
Their defense is questionable, but they're picking up some steam, and he kind of has that, like, LeBron Game 6, Boston, Michael Jordan, I threw 5 touchdown passes. Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, that's crazy.
I got the killer instinct. It is so funny to me to watch, and I'll be curious to see if the dialogue changes at all at the end of the year or if he will be an anomaly that gets credit for it. They and him remind me of Herbert's had some years in his career where his numbers haven't been great. It's been, you know, whether he's banged up or whatever, it's like 18 touchdowns. I'd have to go look at the exact stat lines. But he's also had years in his career where he's like 30-plus touchdowns, 12 picks, 4,000 yards. Like, had a really good season. But what plagued the Chargers was their defense was 28th in the NFL, and they couldn't run the football. And it was almost, to a certain extent, held against him of that. You know, why can't he get over the hump? Why can't he win the big game? To the point on them adding a running back. You know where their rushing attack ranks in the NFL right now?
Not great.
27th. They're averaging 94 yards per game. The only team with the worst rushing attack.
That's why I like the move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they got Seattle's behind them, Cleveland, the Jets, and then the bottom two rushing offenses in the league are the Cowboys and the Raiders. Just in terms of yards per game, it's been horrific. Their defense is one of the worst in the NFL, but he maybe will will them to a couple of wins and find a way in. But I'll just be curious to see if that narrative changes at all, because he's having an unbelievable year. And anybody with a rational mind watching Cincinnati wouldn't look at it and say Joe Burrow's the problem. It's the rest of the team that's the issue that is eroded around him. And I think there would be a serious fear if I were a Bengals fan. That's not the most trustworthy organization. It's not the most trustworthy ownership group.
Sure.
You're going to lose T. Higgins this offseason because they don't want to pay him. Correct me if I'm wrong. They never got the deal done with Ja'Marr Chase. He's playing on the tag this year, so you still got to figure that out. Burrow got his deal done, as we all assumed he would. He's a franchise quarterback. Where do you go from here, and do you trust your organization to get it right? They look lost on one side of the ball, and they can't run. Joe Mixon walks in free agency. They can't run the football this year. It's an interesting thing to file away of where they go in the next 3 to 4 years, because they also now are going through the we have to pay our quarterback an insane amount of money problem.
Well, and I just went and looked at it, and Herbert's numbers are not very impressive whatsoever. Anytime I see him on the field, I feel like he's an actual viable weapon.
Yeah.
But to the point of rushing attack, they are banged up there, so that's why they got him. I don't know if he's going to be able to successfully run. They're having to rely on Joe Burrow, so it's like their defense is shaky. And the offensive line.
They're in the position
struggles.
Of if we don't score like 35 points in a game, we're good. They lost to Philly at home 2 weeks ago. It was at 38-17.
But for everything you said, though, he also chose to sign the long-term massive contract. Whatever my trust is, it doesn't matter. He signed long-term with them. He clearly trusts them.
Yeah.
And he feels like he's the face of the franchise that can lead him past certain teams.
It's another reminder, and this is, one Chiefs honk who will, I'm sure, take this as a slight, but it's a reminder of how much Patrick Mahomes has been impacted by everything around him in that organization. He is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the best we've ever seen. And when it's all said and done, he might be able to claim that. Could win a third Super Bowl this year. It's remarkable, the reminder of it's not just you got to have a defense, you got to have coaching, you got to have everything go with it. And right now, Cincinnati doesn't have that. Mahomes definitely does. But I love that stat. Eberflus has never won a road game on a Sunday. He is 0-18 in those situations.
Coming in with a factoid Wednesday.
I mean, I had to add that factoid in there. Will he get one this year? They are in, let's see, is the Detroit game on Thanksgiving? That might be a Thanksgiving game. In San Francisco on a Sunday, it looks
No.
In Green Bay on a Sunday?
No.
So he's got a chance to go.
I don't dismiss the idea, but no. I mean, the way the offensive line is playing
right
now.
0-21 and then get fired by Chicago.
Is that his last road games?
I'm trying to think. On Sunday road games? Yeah, because they play the Vikings on a Monday night, it looks like, on the road. And their only other road games are Detroit, San Francisco, and Green Bay. But I'm not sure if the Detroit game, I think that's a Thanksgiving game, so that'll be a Thursday game. So he's only got two more cracks at it. We'll see if he can get off the schneid. They do have the Pats in their next game on Sunday. Let's get to a sticky situation for one league and how they're handling it. And it's very weird. Another weird year for this organization. We'll get into that next on 1080 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we talked about it on Monday. Joel Embiid was suspended yesterday because he shoved a columnist after their loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. The columnist wrote in a column about his dead brother, and his son. And Embiid has been punished by the NBA. This has been one of the weirder organizations in the NBA over the last 10 or so years, from trust the process to landing Embiid to the whole Ben Simmons forgot how to shoot a basketball thing in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it has gotten off to just another, like, when was the last time the Philadelphia 76ers had a normal year? Just a normal ho-hum. We're not tanking. Nothing weird's going on. Just
was it the year that they lost to the Raptors on the Kawhi shot?
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
Jimmy was there.
That was a second-round team. They could have won the title that year,
to be honest. I'd have to go back and visit that season, and if they had, like, a moment where it was like, I don't know about Simmons. I feel like Simmons was normal. He was a good player.
He hadn't crumbled quite yet. No. I feel like that happened the next year.
Jimmy
he
was
fell
good.
Apart.
Yeah. Joel was good.
Okay, that's fair.
They were a bad bounce away from maybe winning the Eastern Conference and potentially an NBA championship that year because Kevin Durant got hurt.
Very fair. So he was suspended yesterday. He's going to be suspended for three games, the Clipper game, the Laker game, and the Hornets game coming up for Philadelphia. When you look at the start of their season of Embiid not playing right out of the gate, they've gotten off to a horrific start. Him having the comments that he's had towards the media about you guys criticizing me for this is ridiculous after all I've done for the city. They're 1-5, man.
Yeah.
There's only three teams in the NBA who have one win. The Milwaukee Bucks somehow only have one win. The Jazz, who we know are tanking, have one win. And then the Philadelphia 76ers. Those are your 3-1-win teams. But the running joke yesterday was, why would you suspend him when you're trying to get him to play? Shouldn't the punishment be that he has to play in their next three games?
Well, the other thing about that is this suspension is kind of open-ended. So the Sixers could technically list him as eligible to play when in reality he's not.
So even if he's not ready, they could say that he is ready and then
he's suspended. He gets three more games.
He's not going to play in the game anyway.
Yeah, they're also not healthy.
Ooh, buddy.
And I don't know about you, but like I've watched a few of these Nick Nurse press conferences.
He looks uncomfortable.
Well, it's like you're 1 year into the thing and you're already like people kind of don't like you. And yeah.
Paul George is out. Your star center doesn't want to play. And now he's suspended by the league and shoving columnists out for games.
I also want you to do me a favor.
Okay, what do you got?
You said this during a commercial break that you're leaning into sports pretty heavy now.
Yeah.
Basketball season's here for college pros.
It's Celtics and Warriors tonight.
Curry's back.
He is back.
We got Ace Bailey and Rutgers playing, so there's the Blazer kind of eye, right? let's keep this conversation in context of it's November 6th. What are we talking about with the Sixers in late February? These seasons, it's really no different than baseball. We like to react so strongly.
It's very long.
At the beginning. I mean, I understand your point of view on the Blazers. They also very well could lose like 17 straight games and like, oh, here we go, crisis averted. So we tend to just way overreact to everything in the – like yesterday ESPN had the graphic, should Giannis ask out? And look, Milwaukee's not good. May not age well for them. But, like, we're 8 games in, and the narratives are already forming of, like, this guy should trade, blow this team up. Oh, man, look how pathetic this team is.
I'm surprised we haven't done that to Wemby yet this year, considering where the Spurs are at to start the year.
I mean, 3-4 is not great. Hey, how are the Spurs looking? Yeah. So, like, we already are doing this to a certain extent. It's November. We are 5 to 6 games into the year. Let's see where we're at in February, okay?
It is so true. It's got to be frustrating looking at the sport, too, and seeing these kind of stories dominate the headlines continuously in the NBA. And
it's the only way we dominate the headlines. We don't do it with wins. Hey, how about the Pacers or how about the Magic? That's not how this covered. Remember the Mets? The Mets had their broadcast team openly depressed.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Saying nobody's here. Another loss.
I mean,
And then they were the hottest thing in baseball and damn near made the World Series.
I mean, one of the things, too, that's kind of blowing me away early in the season is we do or maybe we don't, maybe because it's so early, this will age poorly as well. Do we have the return of the Golden State Warriors this year?
I mean, it's a nice little start
off to
them.
Buddy Hield has filled in great.
Buddy Hield's been great.
He's been awesome off the bench for them. Curry's been, how many games? Curry, I think, just came back on Monday.
He missed 3 or 4.
Missed a chunk of games. They're 6-1 on the year. Yeah. Like, moving on from
class. Kuminga's working.
It is.
As the point.
So Curry's a good coach again?
He's a good coach again.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, last year bad, this year good. Back to good.
All right.
And he's the one we're blaming, I guess, for Boston winning back-to-back titles because Tatum's all pissed off now. That's the whole thing in the NBA.
All the worry about the Bucks and the Sixers being 1-6 and 1-5 and the Warriors being 6-1. This is kind of my point. Do you want to do a deep dive on the Cavs?
Let's do it. What's going on with the Cavs this year?
They're 8-0.
Are they 8-0? They're undefeated?
Yeah.
Cavs are undefeated?
Yes. But are you buying them? I mean, it's like, this is kind of my point is like, oh, it's the Cavs, so I don't want to talk about them.
I did see a stat yesterday that the Thunder became the first team to start a season 7-0 and win all 7 games by double digits.
Oh, they're
a freight housing.
They're a wagon right now, man.
Yep.
An absolute wagon.
Ken Barkley is aging well.
Can somebody explain to me why, and this is, again, highlighting the issue with the NBA and why Adam Silver is so pissed about this. I understand maybe time zones aren't the same. So ESPN has a doubleheader tonight in the NBA. First game is Golden State at Boston at 4:30. Excited. I'm going to watch that game.
Right.
Second game is not Thunder at Nuggets. We get Sixers at Clippers. Was the thought there the LA, Paul George Philly. Return game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the thought.
And now Paul George is not playing.
No.
And Embiid is not
the
playing.
The minute he was announced as having a real injury, they should have flexed their schedule.
Why is it not OKC Denver?
This wasn't 2 days ago. We've known he wasn't going to play.
It was before the year started. Yes. It was 3 weeks ago.
I think this is the major problem with NBA scheduling for national TV.
I agree.
Is it's too locked in, way too far
Why
in
do
advance.
We not have the ability to flex this stuff? Denver's game starting at 6. Started at 7. You can't move that game an hour back. Back in Denver, say, hey, sorry, fans, we're going to be on ESPN tonight.
I don't know.
6 to 7. Can you not do that?
Probably something they need to. I know there are some limits on, you know, because if you just left it up to TV networks, they would just take guaranteed, you know, markets the whole time. So they want to spread the wealth.
Well, League Pass also still sucks. It's way overpriced.
Mm.
That's a big problem for the league. All the narratives are that this generation sucks. They're soft. They don't play defense. And you see it in politics, you see it in sports, narratives tend to stick.
Well, even if
it's not always accurate portrayal of what's happening, narratives stick.
I thought Prime was doing like one day a week, some sort of NFL Red Zone type show for the NBA.
I have to go look in that, and I don't know if that was this year or next year with the new media rights deal.
I thought they started it this year, but maybe.
We'll go check that out. But my point is, like, League Pass still sucks as an operation. It costs way too much. You're charging me too much to watch basketball in November and December. And so that's a big problem. The other thing, too, is like you kind of have to get with the times and be creative. And so I certainly understand people get mad at the NFL for having a Peacock-only game or a Netflix Christmas Day situation. At least they're trying different things and they're being unique. And I know the new media rights deal is kicking in. I don't know why long they haven't held an option of this is the primetime game. but we're also going to provide you this League Pass only exclusive game as the alternative to our national game.
Like, right.
You can opt into either our TNT broadcast
or
you can opt into the League Pass Oklahoma City Denver game. Yeah. That should be I should get a choice.
Yeah, somebody said, don't forget Markelle Fultz shooting woes too for Philly in their weird seasons. That's a good point as well. Just them number one overall draft pick getting the yips and forgetting how to shoot a basketball.
Dirt, I think that one year when they lost the Raptors is their most normal year season of this whole process run.
Yeah. Your Detroit Pistons would be in the play-in.
If the season ended today,
yes.
Catch the fever in Detroit. Detroit basketball, let's go, man.
Look at the play-in right here. Look at this, Minnesota versus Denver, and then Sacramento versus the Grizzlies.
Yeah, this is a great point, too. Somebody said you don't even need to move the start time. Just have the double, like, just join the game in progress. I don't need to see the first quarter. Like, if you're ESPN, like, just, all right.
I agree.
The game's over. Here's Boston and Golden State just ended. All right, we're going to send you out. We're 4 minutes into the second quarter in Denver. Here's OKC and the Nugs, and we're going to watch the rest of that game. Is anybody interested in watching Philly-LA tonight? Is Harden going to play? I got no Embiid. I got no Paul George.
Harden will play.
Kawhi Leonard's
TikTok
out.
World,
what are we doing?
If people that are interested in watching basketball.
Yeah.
What's on at the same time as them?
Am I going to become a college basketball guy this year?
I told you before the year, I'm diving into college hoops.
I get Ace Bailey at 4 o'clock on the Big Ten Network today.
Raptors-Sacramento is at 7. Heat at Suns is at 6. Bulls at Mavericks is at 5:30. And then Thunder and Denver at 6.
Yeah,
seems like a pretty easy solution there. But
Thunder-Denver would be the option there if you have League Pass.
That's what I would do as well. But Embiid suspended for 3 games. I don't know how this is going to end. To your point, it is very early for them. And if they get healthy, nobody's counting them out quite yet.
You've only played 10% of the season.
Only 10% of the season. But 1-5 and everything going on around him, just a little alarming. And not playing in back-to-backs. And Paul George, look, I defended that trade. I loved it for Philly the signing when they made it. Or was that a trade? That was a trade. Signing? Trade. Can't remember. But when they did it, I loved it. But the fear about both of those guys is what?
Hurt.
Can't really rely on those guys. Do we really trust that they're going to stay healthy? And right out of the gate, this is who they are. And how long until Milwaukee fires?
By the way, it was a signing.
It was a signing. That's what I thought.
The Clippers refused to not sign him. They chose Kawhi over him.
They did.
They refused to give him 4-year contract.
That's what it was. 4-year, 3-year deal.
They wanted to save a couple million dollars and not sign Paul George so they could give Kawhi Leonard the money so he could never play.
How many more games do we go until Doc Rivers is fired?
How many coaches are they still paying right now? That's my question.
Well, I have a lot of questions.
Are they still paying Budenholzer of his deal?
Might be.
By the way, the Suns are second in the West.
they are.
They reacted to their loss to the Heat.
They did.
And I know we all kind of were saying similar things, like, how is this going to happen? You got to do... Yeah, they should have maybe held serve and said, no, we're doing the right thing here. We're running this back. We won the title. I don't know. Milwaukee, I thought their offseason was weird. They didn't really... What was their best move? Gary Trent Jr.?
Yeah.
And so, like, I like Middleton. I think if he can come back and they're still in it, he can help them. Also, he's old and gets injured. The Dame Giannis thing is not carrying you, and Giannis has been banged up. And I always thought it was odd they were just going to keep Doc. He came in as a spot fill in for Griffin, didn't go well. Okay, thank you, Doc. Go back to podcasting. We're going to go get a real coach. And they just said, no, we're just going to stick with it.
Right.
And we're going to have Gary Trent Jr., and all will be well. I don't think they're out of it. But, man, it was a weird offseason for them.
Got a feel for Dame, too, because he's actually having a pretty good year this year where I think he's shooting 40% from three. He's, like, averaging 28 a game. Like, he's back to where he was at the end of the Portland days where he's the only guy on the floor every night averaging 28 a game.
A controversial take.
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't.
Yeah, you don't feel bad?
I root for him. Yeah. I watch him. I he went on fire last time they played. They almost won the game against Cleveland.
He was the only guy on the floor, was he not?
I also, like, he wanted to be a Blazer forever, and then he ran, like, the organization made him, but he changed his mind late and just all of that. I don't know. It could have been handled much better.
It's the fearful nature of the grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence. And I remember whenever that topic would come out about trading him, the one guy that I always used to think about and bring up was Chris Paul, where you tried to chase it, you tried to go after it, and where did it get Chris Paul? He never ended up winning a title.
And he had his chances. He had much better chance than Dame's
had. He unquestionably came close, and they had a lead in the NBA Finals, 2-0 in Phoenix, but you left to go win a championship, and then you lose that one thing that kind of could have set you apart in terms of the legacy of the NBA. Who knows how it ends for Dame? If they blow that thing up, good luck getting rid of that contract at this point in his career.
Who would you gamble on most likely to be traded this year, Joel Embiid or Giannis, if there is one?
Giannis, which would be crazy. Should have traded for him. Should have held
crazy,
on to Dame and traded
but
for him.
You'll get close to market value offers.
If you
Giannis.
Get out in front of it, oh my God. Can you imagine what you could get for him in a trade?
You can't get close to market value.
If you 17 first round picks.
You get three for DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
What player in first rounds are you giving up for Giannis, who's under contract, by the way?
I'll give you the deed to the stadium for him. What's it gonna take?
Denver?
Oh God. Good luck beating that team.
Move Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Would
Jamal
you?
Murray and Jokic, or excuse me, Giannis and Jokic on the same team?
Because you're going to have to,
I mean, four and the five?
What's Giannis's, was he making 50 now or
it's
something?
Something yeah.
Somewhere in there.
And
so,
people are going to say, that wouldn't work, guys, Giannis and Jokic. Like, okay, well, yeah. Would you try it?
Yes, I would. Yeah, yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Because Denver right now is really struggling.
They're off to a rough start. They signed a guy in the offseason who can't shoot a basketball
Gordon
anymore.
Gordon just got hurt. He's out. He's got a calf strain.
Yeah, Giannis is making, what's he making right now? $48 million this year.
Probably gets to 57, yeah. 58.
Woo, buddy. All right, let's get to a bit of good local news. Saw this yesterday. Wanted to highlight it. We'll get to that next. Hey, right now, if you text HAWKS to 503-864-6326, that's H-A-W-K-S, HAWKS, you'll be entered for a chance to win a four-pack of ticket vouchers to a Portland Winterhawks game. You can head to 1080thefan.com. For complete details, again, that's HAWKS to 503-864-6326.
I think I have two local bucket list things I'd like to do in my life.
Two local bucket list things.
You can do a local story. I'll let you do that. I have two local bucket list things.
Okay, what are they?
The first is to drink a martini on the house with the martini Christmas lights. One time in my life.
Just one time. You
I don't know
go
who
there,
that is.
Have a martini.
I want to go on their deck yeah. while it's lit up, and I want to stand on that deck.
Look at the martini glass.
Raise a martini glass and say...
There's your Christmas card.
I've looked at this my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah there it is. Give me a drone. Take a photo.
Merry effing Christmas.
Merry effing Christmas. The other is, I want for one game... Yeah. I want to do Here Come the HAWKS. I heard it my whole life as a kid when I went to games.
Here come the HAWKS! Yeah. They don't do that anymore, I don't think.
Well, it used to get me fired
up. Do they still do, at right before face-off, let's play hockey?
That is still a thing. Yeah, okay. That one they still do. I don't know if they still do Here Come the HAWKS.
See, the HAWK thing used to get me fired up as a kid.
Yeah, it's a good guy. Yeah.
It's a build-up, too. It's like a...
Here come I don't want to blow people's ears out this morning.
No, yeah, we don't need.
I don't know if it's trademarked.
We don't need PA swag right now.
You think it's trademarked? There's too many HAWKS in sports.
I don't think that's trademarked. I would be surprised if it's trademarked.
That's like LeBron trademarking Taco Tuesday.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody's been saying that forever.
You didn't invent tacos, LeBron. I'm also reminded this time of year, before I get to my local story, which is not anything cool, it's just an Oregon Duck football note.
Cool to you?
It's very cool to me. I'm also reminded this time of year every year how dumb the sport of baseball is.
Why is that?
Like we're now
they're the handing out
awards are starting to roll
awards
out
right
oh.
now.
Gold gloves and it's like
GM
oh yeah
because
we're all focused on baseball right yeah, now. I'm so glad to find out my guy won a gold glove.
Should be
March.
Regular season award.
Our season ended two God, months ago. What
you know the NBA gives out the MVP at the start of the playoffs. What
they
why don't they do that?
Well,
in
there's
baseball?
All there's a built-in.
I don't know.
You know, 2 to 4 day break between the end of the championship series and the World
do it
Series.
Then. Have a little award
why don't
ceremony.
You do it then?
Makes no sense.
By the way,
don't get it.
I am excusing it because 25% of me is Japanese.
Yeah.
I do think we need to talk about the fact that that dude played with a torn labrum in the World Series.
Yeah.
He had surgery on his shoulder.
That he did.
Shohei Ohtani.
He also had money on the Dodgers. Crazy stuff, man.
Well, he cashed out twice.
He did. Living large right now.
Got the contract and the bet.
He's got the futures option right there.
He doesn't
pay dividends down the road.
Did you guys have any feelings when you saw Gary Bryant back at practice yesterday returning punts? Did that do anything for you?
Do they pay for surgery?
I had the team full pays body for the surgery, for 2 weeks.
I believe so.
Team definitely pays for surgery.
Yeah.
They got free medical
definitely.
Care.
Yeah, they're an athlete. You think he's coming out. He's got to pay a deductible to the Dodgers to get his surgery repaired.
Well, I watched that.
Does he bring his interpreter into the room?
He's got a new
him?
One.
Did he get the surgery done in Japan or in the United States?
I think it was in the U.S.
Was it in the U.S.?
I did watch the starting five, the NBA doc on Netflix.
Are you trying to block out my Gary Bryant Jr. segment right now?
Well, they need somebody to return punts.
Exactly. Stuart Fair catch him. Yeah. Who cares?
Gary Bryant, man, he's back.
Like one of the best offenses in football.
Coming into the slot right at the right time. Thank you, Gary Bryant.
So LeBron spends $1.5 million, I think is the number they landed on this body recovery stuff. Doesn't he get the team to pay for that then? If he's getting surgery...
Because if you want separate people outside, if you're going to have the team do it, then it's the team that gets to pick the nutritionist or the doctor or the therapist or
he's
whoever.
Also got the money to be able to
if he wants his own people in to do his own thing, then that's on his dime.
Shohei can't afford surgery for
Shohei definitely can.
I'm just wondering where it draws the line for
I've used surgeries and that kind of stuff a little bit different than I do.
That's like workers' comp.
Then I do like
the Lakers, LeBron being healthy for 30 years is workers' comp.
Well, you can make that argument. You definitely can. Can you imagine having $1.5 million a year to spend on your body? How good you would feel?
The one thing he does that other... I see this in bro culture. The hyperbolic chamber.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Have you seen him do it?
I've never... No.
How long are you in there
he's
for?
He's in it for... I think some guys
sleep
do it
overnight?
Yeah.
Or
they take naps in it?
If you were in there for a half hour, maybe.
It's a inflatable bag. And they zip you in.
I understand.
Yeah, how do you breathe? What do you look like in there? Is it all dark?
Well,
like, what's going on the inside?
I'm claustrophobic. Yeah. I would panic.
Do you have like a screen? Is there like a screen on the top of it that you can watch? Do I have something to entertain myself?
If you had a little window.
LeBron's has a little like cutout. We're not cutting.
No,
out,
I'm not.
Plastic
can somebody hold a book up top and like flip the pages for me as I read.
Well,
my
he only
book?
Reads page one.
Yeah, that's right. It's true.
He only reads the first page of every book.
That's all
what
we
are
do.
We doing here?
This is all we do.
Gary Bryant Jr. This is a big weekend. There's not a whole lot to preview with this Oregon Maryland game, and I know you'll get to it. But this is a big weekend for guys like him to show him that like you can lose Tez for a while and be all right.
Yes,
him get
being
some
back
reps,
this time of year is perfect.
Available for the playoff run. Not sure when Tez will be available to the Ducks coming back.
A couple of weeks, work off the kinks. Maybe bet me, you know, if you get Tez back later in the year and you pair him with Gary Bryant, but it just was,
it was a Dante Moore game for you because he didn't get to play Michigan.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so that they would get to the point where this is a lopsided game and he can play a good chunk of the second half.
I can't envision Dylan needing to play a second in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
This should be conceivably 42-6, right? Or am I shorting? I guess I'm shorting Maryland a little bit, but
yeah, the line is 25.5. The line is rather large.
I think Maryland. I mean, the Ducks name your score. They can score as much as they want to.
Sure,
Maryland. I think will get some points. Their offense is better than their defense.
Who's Maryland's best player on offense?
I have no idea.
What's Maryland's head coach's name?
Oh. I was at Big Ten Media Day.
It starts with an L.
Come on. Like,
is it Locksmith?
You don't know their head coach's name off the top of your head?
Is it Lockley?
Mike Loxley.
Loxley. I knew
Loxley.
It was an L.
Mike Loxley is the head coach at Maryland.
Mike of Loxley.
Ask me how much Maryland football I've watched.
How much Maryland football have you watched?
6 game minutes. It's when they played Michigan State.
Oh, I watched a little bit of the USC game.
I guess I saw that game.
I watched some of that game.
They came back from 14-0.
And USC was pounding them, and so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Check this
and I'm like,
out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, their defense, statistically speaking, third worst in the Big Ten. The other defense is worse are Rutgers and Purdue.
How'd that go for Rutgers, your Big Ten title team.
Yeah. Maryland has the worst passing defense in the conference. They're giving up about 280 yards-ish a game.
Dylan good in that category? I don't know.
He's pretty good at that. Pretty good at that. Maryland's total offense, not terrible. They're sixth in total offense.
Yeah, they
move it a little bit.
Their offense is better than their defense.
Yeah,
so.
I still have Tua's brother as the quarterback in my head.
I don't see a shutout, but yeah, name your score.
He asked for a 19th year of eligibility. I know that, and they told him no. That
56-13, I think, is what we're looking at.
Oh, save that for the big pee-pee.
Yeah, I think we'll make our big pee-pee picks tomorrow. This would be a great Dante Moore game, to your point. He's played in 2 games this year. You have 3 games remaining on your regular season, and so I think he's definitely, if you get a blob, he will be
him
the next
Nova
guy.
Sad. I mean, this is the backup quarterback in the fourth
quarter. Be nice to be healthy. That's the main thing out of this one. But yes, Gary Bryant back at practice yesterday. And let's wrap up the show on a Wednesday. We'll do it next on The Fan. Hey, did you know? If you text the word Hawks right now to 503-864-6326, you have a chance to win.
What?
4 pack of ticket vouchers to a Winter Hawks game. Baby. 503-864-6326.
I'm turning into Jason Swigard. I have decided that today. It's my big decision of the day.
It's your post-election takeaway.
I'm gonna be sports guy. I'm gonna give you a random, like, dude, were you watching that Blues Rangers game last night? Could you believe that check?
The Caps have won 7 in a row.
You're gonna look at me like, dude, shut up. Nobody cares. So let's go through our sports evening viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
And starts at 3 o'clock. Ace Bailey on the Big Ten Network.
There you go.
Well, I told you that I'm gonna be following college hoops way more this year. Your college basketball matters more for my school than it ever has.
It does.
I'm excited to actually learn who the women are on the team this year. I think Ruick's a good coach. They're going to go to a new conference that I think he can coach his way to the top in year one.
Okay.
Ace Bailey will be on my television at 4 o'clock. Yes, I want to see Ace Bailey.
I did not see. Have they played a game yet?
I don't think so.
No, this is their first game. They've done like a showcase thing, and I saw some highlights from that, you know, where they like lob to each other.
Now, isn't there a big dude at St. John's, too?
Give me a second.
Because there's a handful of guys in this class.
Patino?
Yeah, I thought there was a guy at St. John.
Patino's recruiting well.
He does everywhere he goes.
Yeah, go look at
Slick
that.
Rick, man. He gets the job done. That's what you hire.
NIL money in New York City?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Guy's got a budget to go get a roster.
Give me a second.
So I'm trying to figure out who are the other guys that I need to follow in college hoops. So I'll have my eye on Ace Bailey. I already know about Cooper Flagg.
So we've got Cooper Flagg at Duke. Ace Bailey, who is on tonight, the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. They're playing Wagner.
Edgecombe is on Baylor.
Edgecombe, okay.
And they just got...
They got housed by Gonzaga. Although Mark Few's kid got dunked on him. That was pretty funny.
Does Jordan Schultz want to come on and talk about nepotism being an issue? Because Mark Few's kid should not be at Gonzaga.
That was hilarious. Him getting dunked on was one of the funniest highlights.
He came on when they were up 40.
I mean, they're killing him. That's why he was playing. I know.
He's a walk-on.
He's not on the team.
He should not be on the
team. If you're going to be pissed at LeBron.
You're one of the top 10 teams in the country. Yes. That kid does not deserve a spot on that team.
He is a D2
in
D3
no
basketball
way
player.
At best. And he got dunked on.
Drake Powell at Carolina. They played yesterday.
Yep.
I'm trying to see.
RJ Davis at Carolina.
Yep, RJ Davis. I'm trying to see. I'm not seeing a St. John's guy.
There's a few international guys.
There's a couple
G
international
leaguers.
Dudes for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm going
to
watch that.
It's a year to learn the names.
I'm going to watch that, and then I'll probably flip over Celtics and Warriors.
Yeah, 4:30.
4:30 on ESPN.
Golden Knights and Edmonton Oilers.
Ooh, okay.
5:30 on ESPN Plus.
You doing that one?
Let's go. Stop it with that. Ooh.
Ooh, let's do that hockey, baby.
Ah, Canada loves me when I come.
Well, Swag, have a great call. What time is the Pilots
sooner
on?
Sooner than later.
What time is the Pilots broadcast tonight?
6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock.
Let's go.
Wait, are you in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
It's a home game. It's a situation. We think.
You saved your most political statement for the end of the show.
It's over.
Canadian swag.
We did it, guys. We got through it.
Loonies and toonies, baby.
It actually doesn't start till January.
That's
so,
true. Yeah. That's true.
We got through the first part of it.
Well, that'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, it was a good one. It was a good little show. Go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com. After it and Sprague and at 1080 the fan on Twitter. Josh Pate was awesome as always.
He was.
Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. And we will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.